is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 27th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of Dylan Thomas, Swansea, Wales, in 1914. It's the birthday of the poet Sylvia Plath in Boston, 1932. A straight-A student got into Smith on a scholarship, won all the prizes for writing contests, and then went over to England on a Fulbright scholarship. It's the birthday of the novelist Maxine Hong Kingston, born in Stockton, California, 1940, to Chinese immigrants. She wrote Woman Warrior, Memoirs of a Girlhood Among Ghosts, which helped to inspire a whole generation of Asian American writers. A book that began, "You must not tell anyone, my mother said, what I am about to tell you." It's the birthday of the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, born in New York City, 1858, born into privilege. A sickly child, suffered from asthma. Doctors discovered that he had a weak heart, and they advised him to lead a quiet life and take some kind of desk job, but he dreamed of becoming an adventurer. And by the time he was a teenager, he had developed a program of rigorous exercise, boxing and lifting weights, went into politics and was successful. And then on Valentine's Day, 1884, both his mother and his wife, Alice, died. And Roosevelt, devastated, left politics behind and took up cattle ranching in the Badlands of the Dakota Territory, stayed there for 2 years before he came back to politics in New York. He was vice president when President McKinley was assassinated in 1901. Roosevelt, at 42, became the youngest man ever to become president and served two terms from 1901 to 1909. He was a voracious reader. He was said to have read an entire book every day before breakfast. And one of his legacies was the conservation movement. He created 150 national forests and 5 national parks. And he was a writer. He wrote some 36 books himself: history, biography, autobiography, philosophy. His first book was History of the Naval War of 1812, published not long after he graduated from Harvard, which became required reading in the U.S. Navy. His last book, published just after his death in 1919, was a collection of his letters written to his own children over 20 years. Here's a poem for today by David Baker, Neighbors in October. All afternoon his tractor pulls a flat wagon with bales to the barn, then back to the waiting chopped field. It trails a feather of smoke. Down the block we bend with the season, shoes to polish for a big game, storm windows to batten or patch. And how like a field is the whole sky now that the maples have shed their leaves too. It makes us believers, stationed in groups, leaning on rakes, looking into space. We rub blisters over billows of leaf smoke, or stand alone, bagging gold for the cold days to come. Neighbors in October by David Baker, from The Truth About Small Towns, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.